very breath, Jesse, get me ready to sing. Let's sing this. I worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. I worship you, O Great of Kings. That is what I want to do. I give you praise, for you are my rock. Christmas songs on Christmas, huh?
I tell you what, this is a Christmas song when you really think about it. You know what? Baby Jesus was the way out of no way. I tell you what, Adam and Eve got us in a mess that there was no way out of but Jesus. So Jesus is the way out of no way. Say, Christmas is all about Jesus, the way out of no way. So Christmas is all about you getting yourself in stuff that you don't have any way out of and Jesus making a way. Somebody say, He would be my guide.
He would be my guide. Moving closely to His side. With love and strength for each new day. He will make a way. He will make a way.
He will be my guide.
Moving closely to His side. With love and strength for each new day.
Somebody tell them you love them this morning. Christmas charts, huh? You can give us a little bit of light back there, Brother Jesse. Say praise the Lord, isn't he good? Let's get him on the fluorescence, brother. Well, Brother Jesse, we're ready for you.
It's offering time. Let's stand up. Amen. I like that. Have you all gotten the revelation of how this is worship and how this is praise? I try to, you know, there's so many good reasons to give. You can give because it will be given back unto you. You can give because it blesses the person you're giving to. You can give because you're giving to God when you give. You can give for so many reasons. But we lose sight of the fact so often that it's just good to give. Of course, you should expect what you're going to get back, but I don't want to rob the blessing of the joy of giving. The Bible says that God desires us to be cheerful givers, hilarious givers. We ought to enjoy it just for the fact that we're giving. That's an awesome thing. Of course, we're going to get something in return, but that's not the motivation. But you should always expect God to do something great when you give. Give in faith. Why? Because when God blesses you, that's your ability to give right back again and do more for God. So don't lose sight of that. But I want you to understand that it's a wonderful thing to give. It's a wonderful way that we can praise God and honor God with what we have. It's not about how much. It's about your heart. You know, the biggest thing Pastor Rod says about the tithe is it's not just that it's 10%, but it's the first fruit. It's that God is the priority. And I'm guilty, as a lot of others are. Sometimes Christmas comes around and we get so concerned about all the things we have to do, and we don't allow God to be our first priority. Not just the tithe, but we just overlook Him in this whole season. You can even look around this morning. People have lots of things going on, but we don't want to overlook God. He's the reason for the season, and we just need to honor Him today. So when you have it ready, say amen. I've got all envelopes for you for giving by cash. Everybody take five. I've got enough. All right. Anybody else? Well, when you have it ready, just lift it up. Thank you, Father. Just thank God for all that He's done for you. Lord, I just thank you for your goodness. I thank you for your mercy. I thank you, Lord, that you've watched out over us and you're looking after us and you're taking care of our needs. You're providing for us every day and you're blessing us beyond what we could ask or imagine, Father. I just thank you that you are a good God, and we honor you today, Father. We thank you, and we just want to bless you today, Father. Lord, I pray that everything that goes into this plate, that you would be able to multiply it, and that it would help extend your kingdom in the Houston area, in the Woodlands area, in Texas, in America, all over the world, Father, that your kingdom would be stretched and strengthened, Father. Lord, I pray that you encourage the hearts of everybody here and bless them financially. Whatever their need may be, Lord, I just pray that you meet that need supernaturally by your power. And we thank you and we give you all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Merry Christmas, everybody. You can bring your tithes and offerings
as you sow. Just come on up and sow and give everybody in the room a hug. Jesse, get us ready for the worship set again back there. Check it. Come on back up quickly. You gotta forget that. Y'all sitting up there, come on. Oh, what's the deal? Whatever he says to do, do it. That's how you get blessed. Thank you. I said hug everybody. Give everybody a hug. Just make sure you get everybody. It's Christmas time. This is your family. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank God for that. Y'all can be seated real quick. Somebody say, praise the Lord. God is good. Well, Kathy, do you want to take them today, or you just want to let them be with us today? How do you want to do that? Okay, praise the Lord. Somebody say, see you later. Say, hit the road, Jack, and take your friend with you. Amen. Isn't God a good God?
Yes, hallelujah.
I tell you what, we need to celebrate Christmas biblically. Somebody say, have a biblical Christmas celebration. And if you want to have a biblical Christmas celebration, somebody say, where did all this other stuff come from? I mean, if we'd have, one of these Christians that... Where did all this other stuff come from? It came down the line somewhere. But where was it when Jesus was born? And what was he born for? We don't want to be distorted in our theology. Christmas is all about Jesus. Christmas is all about deliverance. Amen. I mean, a warrior was born that set men free. Somebody say, praise the Lord for that. Christmas is really right now. If we want to say Christmas is a celebration of the coming of the King. And how did they celebrate Jesus' coming? What did they do? First of all, they did what? At Christmas, during the Christmas season when Jesus was born, they came, they brought gifts. Somebody say, they loaded the anointing down with precious gifts. I mean, they took a big offering. I mean, they took a huge offering. I mean, they brought gifts from near and far. Somebody say, Christmas offering. Christmas is all about an offering, whether you like it or not. Somebody say, praise the Lord. The other thing that happened at Christmas, they worshiped. They came and worshiped the child. Somebody say, praise the Lord. So Christmas is all about offerings and worship. So Christmas is all about the worship experience. We get so distracted, we expect to find, the baby, Jesus and the baby man, Rudolph sitting there, little baby doll in the crib someplace, little cradle, little baby Jesus in the cradle with Rudolph looking over to the side and Santa sitting under the Christmas tree. Amen. Thank God for all of that stuff, but that's not what it's all about. It's all about Jesus. Amen. It's all about Jesus. We are Christmas. Somebody say, thank God. You know what Christmas means? It means anointing service. Christ means the anointed one. When you break down the word Christ, Christ, is the anointed one. Christ the anointed one. Amen. The Messiah means the anointed one. And Mass is basically a service. Somebody say, amen. So the best thing you could do at Christmas time is have a real anointed service. Somebody say, amen. What happened if we got rid of all the tradition on it and just said, hey, what are you going to do this anointed service? Somebody say, praise the Lord. It's an anointed worship service. Somebody say, thank God for that. Somebody say, don't mess with my Christmas. I said it last year. I said, Christmas is a day that everybody gets a present but the birthday boy. Amen. Everybody goes to everybody else's party. Amen. But the one that it's all about. Amen. There wouldn't be a party if it wasn't for Jesus. Somebody say, amen. And if it takes us to trash all the tradition and get down to the root of the issue, the heart of the matter, we need to do it. Somebody say, praise God. Praise God. So I'm going to go on and do what God tells me to do. Somebody say, praise the Lord. God is good. Christmas is all about this. He heals two possessed with devils. People go crack up and say, what was your Christmas message? Amen. Well, we talked about this. Pastor Ross' Christmas message was he healed two that were possessed of devils. Somebody say, thank God. We can sit up there and get all sentimental and listen to Nat King Cole all we want to, or we can get done what God wanted to get done with the Christmas baby Jesus. Amen. That baby Jesus came to deliver us from sin and to heal us from sickness and disease and devils. Somebody say, praise the Lord. The best way that we can celebrate Christmas is to let them know that baby Jesus is still alive today in the hearts and lives of us. Somebody say, amen. So right here, let's go to Matthew chapter 8, verse 28. And when he was come over to the other side into the country of the Gergesenos, there met him two possessed with devils, coming out of the tombs, exceedingly fierce, so that no man might pass by the way. And behold, they cried out, saying, what have we to do with thee, Jesus? Thou Son of God, art thou come hither to torment us before the time? So he said, are you come here to torment us before the time? What did Jesus come for? See, the devils asked that kind of question when they got up, when they hooked up with Jesus. Say, what is he here for? Herod asked that question. What this baby born for? That's why they wanted to kill him. Amen. So we say, what is Jesus here for? What is Christmas here for? Well, the devils got an idea. They knew that he was coming to kick some booty. Amen. Whether you liked it or not, say, Jesus was coming To kick the devil's behind. Oh, y'all say that this morning. You're not going to get no Christmas stuff out of me. Amen. You're just going to have to watch Miracle on 31st Street at home. Amen. I'm going to talk about Jesus this morning. Amen. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Jesus came that the devil, amen, would lose his place to bring the devil to naught. Amen. I tell you what, we should have a Christmas service and get out there and do what Jesus would have done. Amen. And do what Jesus did. Amen. He's not. It's the Holy Ghost in me. If you want to know where the baby Jesus is, it's the Holy Ghost on the inside of us. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. I'll be with you even until the end of time. But he'll be in us. Somebody say, the baby Jesus is on the inside of me. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank God. So they said, are you come here to torment us before the time? Look at that baby Jesus. Said, my Lord, what did he come here for? What did he come here for? Did he come here to have Mariah Carey dance around that little dress, amen, and sing to him? No, the devil said, did he come here, amen, to give us a little sentimental song on all the secular radio stations, Bon Jovi, singing about a man he can't worship? What did he come here for? Did he come here to boost our economy? They're hoping that Jesus' birthday will bring us out of this mess. Amen. Did he come here to do that? No, the devil's had enough sense to realize what he came here and said, hell, you come here to torment us before the time. Somebody say, there is a time of the devil's torment. The Bible says that the anointing will do what? The anointing will destroy the yoke of bondage. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Christmas is all about destroying the yoke of bondage and getting deliverance. Somebody say, praise the Lord. And behold, so listen, hallelujah. And he cried out, said, what have we to do with thee, Jesus? Jesus, why, thou Son of God, art thou come hither to torment us before the time? And there was a good way off from them, a herd of many swine feeding. So the devils besought him, saying, if thou cast us out, suffer us to go into the herd of swine. And he said unto them, go. And when they were come out, they went into the herd of swine. And behold, the whole herd of swine ran violently down a steep place into the sea and perished in the waters. And they that kept them fled and went their ways into the city and told everything that had and what had been fallen them of the possessed of devils. And behold, the whole city came out to meet Jesus. Somebody say, everybody came out to meet Jesus. Say that one more time. Everybody came out to meet Jesus. But they didn't like the Jesus that they saw, did they? Everybody come out to meet Jesus. How would you like to come out to meet Jesus on Christmas? Some say, Jesus is coming out of the closet. That's what it's all about. See, if we get, see people coming here this morning expecting to see little Jesus in a little manger. You know, here all over. He's not a baby in a manger anymore. Amen. That's not what it's all about. A little baby lays in a manger, but he's not a baby in the manger anymore. The baby in the manger, just a baby in the manger. It's the man that died on the cross and made the difference. You hear what I'm saying? Somebody said they came out to meet Jesus. See, there are a lot of people that are coming out to see a lot of things this morning all over town. People are coming out to see stuff. Look at the sweet little Jesus baby. Amen. How's that little baby going to help your problems? Amen. It's that grown man. Somebody say, praise the Lord. It's that little baby Jesus was the Son of God, that he was God, that he came to kick the devils behind that makes the difference. Amen. But you might come out to meet Jesus and say, don't destroy my Christmas. Leave my pigs alone. Leave my tradition alone. Leave my customs alone. Christmas is a good thing. I'm not swiping on tradition. You need to be with family and have fun. Open presents and do all those things. Amen. But the most important thing, amen, is to get on Jesus' side. Amen. And get the present that Jesus wants to have. Amen. He already has all the gold, all the silver, and all those things. He already has a cattle on 1,000 hills. Amen. He don't need a new fur coat. Amen. They brought him frankincense and myrrh. Amen. But thank God he received it. Amen. But that's not what he's after. It's all his anyhow. Right, amen. Amen. But he's coming back that he might have your heart, that he might have your soul, that he might have your mind, that he might have your attention. That's what Christmas is all about. Amen. I'm going to give you a fur coat, but Jesus wants your heart. Amen. Somebody say, praise the Lord. And behold, the whole city came out to meet Jesus. And when they saw him, they besought him that he would depart out of their coast. See, there are a lot of people that want to come to church, but when they find out who Jesus really is and what the anointing really is, they want him to depart out of the coast. Somebody say, praise the Lord. How many had that, you know? It's fine as long as it don't mess with my life. religion is okay, and you know, Christianity is okay, and as long as it doesn't affect my lifestyle, as long as it doesn't change anything that I'm about, as long as it don't change my tradition, amen, as long as I can be this, I'm all right. But when the anointing starts to mess and start to knock at their door and start to peel some things away and start to bring alteration in their life, they say, get out of my coast. I guess that's when they took the Christ off of Christmas and put an X there, amen. We'll keep the holiday, amen. Amen, but birthday boy got to go. Christmas is all about Jesus. What would happen if the true saints, amen, did what the angels did? See, the angels, they heard the angels singing, amen. Hallelujah. What would happen if Christians did what the angels did on the Christmas holiday? We got out there and preached the gospel, amen. You listen to some of those old Christmas songs that are 100 and 200 years old. You know, hark, the herald angels sing, born that man no more may die to deliver us from Satan's fury, amen. Christmas is all about the gospel of Jesus Christ. In your shopping, amen, did you tell anybody who Jesus is? What would happen if you took one of your shopping days and decided to make it a soul evangelism day, amen? There are many people that are out of church this morning because they might not have Christmas presents under the Christmas tree. Some people can't even think about Jesus and can't even think about worship because, man, I got to get out of here. I got several things to do. At parties in 2 days. My baby didn't get that Tonka toy. And if I don't get this, I tell you what, I'm going to be mad. And if all my family's not around that Christmas turkey, it's going to be hell. You want to gather them around Jesus. If we spent half the time gathering our friends and relatives around Jesus Christ, around the anointing of God, around the mention of Jesus' name as we did around Christmas hams, amen, and Christmas turkeys, amen. See, it's your focus that makes the difference. Oh, I told myself I didn't have to preach a Christmas message because I don't do those too well. Somebody say amen. Somebody say it's all about Jesus. Hallelujah. Somebody say praise God. Whatever he did, it was about Jesus. Christ has come, the anointed has come to break the yoke of bondage. Glory to God. You need to preach this Christmas season. Amen. You need to preach and tell somebody that Jesus is alive. They don't have to be held captive by the devil anymore. Somebody say amen. Now listen. I'm going to go. Somebody say exceedingly. Now listen. Where was that? Somebody said, this demon, these two devils, I'm going to get you out of here. I'm going to try to get y'all out of here in about 15 minutes. How would y'all like that? Then you can finish Christmas. Amen. And maybe go ahead and hold an evangelism service. Amen. Matthew chapter 8, verse 28. And he came to the other side into the country of this place. Amen. There met him two possessed with devils coming out of the tomb exceedingly. Somebody say exceedingly fierce. You know, there's some exceedingly fierce situations that we face every day. Exceedingly fierce situations challenge the anointing of God on the inside of you. And whether you realize it or not, I'm going to tell you about Christmas. This is I'm going to explain to you your Christmas present, which you already got. Amen? I'm going to tell you, you got a Christmas present when we sang that song this morning. You know, he's already provided. Somebody say, I already got it for Christmas 2,000 years ago. Somebody say, amen? That exceedingly, you got some exceedingly fierce situations in your life, some walls that don't want to come down, some difficulties that don't want to change, some situations beyond natural. Everybody has some situation that's beyond natural understanding. You say, I can't even understand that. Somebody say, that's even beyond crazy. Somebody say, that's exceedingly. You've done all you can do and you can't do anymore. Amen. It's beyond your power, beyond your control. That's an exceedingly fierce situation. Somebody say, thank God. For my Christmas gift that handles exceedingly fierce situations. Now, this exceedingly fierce situation, somebody say it was a very chiefest situation, fierce. Somebody say fierce. That means it was difficult. That word, another way you could break down that word fierce, it was just not mean, it was just difficulty. Somebody say difficulty. That means this was an obstacle. Somebody say an obstacle. How many got obstacles in your life? You got some obstacles. How many of you want to be? I want to be a millionaire. How many of you want to be a millionaire? How many of you like to be a millionaire? Amen. How many of you realize there's some obstacles in the way of becoming a millionaire? Amen. Amen. Somebody say praise the Lord. How many of you want a new house? Amen. Amen. How many of you would love just to walk in one of these nice houses over there in West Dallas somewhere? Amen. and you'd love just to walk in there right now. You try to walk in there, you're going to come up against some obstacles, right? That woman just might not want to get out of her living room. Amen. Somebody said, you got some obstacles in the way. Well, that's what it is in life. There are obstacles in life, exceedingly fierce obstacles and exceedingly fierce difficulties. Somebody say dangerous. Amen. Now listen, when he came up against that obstacle, see, some people look at the devil, demonic oppression and difficulties beyond control, they're just difficulties. Somebody say, it's just a difficult situation. Notice that this man that was possessed of the devils, I tell you what, listen, behold, they cried out saying, what have we to do with these Jesus? Now hold on, I want to study a little bit more about these. Listen, these exceeding fierce men, so that no man might pass by the way. So these were two possessed people of devils that wouldn't permit anybody else, right? Amen. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Could pass by the way. He was right in the way. And he was in the way of this town, and everybody that wanted to go by this couldn't get by because of difficulty on the way to where you want to go. How many want to go someplace? And all of a sudden, you come up with some things that are just demonically difficult that you're not able to get over to the other side. You got some situations with your relatives getting saved, but then again, there's that unforgiveness. There's this issue over there. Somebody say a difficulty that won't get out of the way. How many got difficulties in the way of you wanting to do what God wants you to do? And wanting to be what God wants, and you getting what God wants you to have. Somebody say, the anointing of God destroys the yoke. Lifts burdens. Somebody say, praise God. Removes burdens and destroys burdens. And it makes difficulties get out of the way. God wants you to have full salvation. He wants full salvation. He wants us to get over to the other side, to get to that abundant life that God said we should have. Somebody say, amen.
Hallelujah.
He wants us to have those things. But every now along the way, we're going to come with somebody that wants to say, you ain't going no farther. You're not going to get over to the other side. You're not going to get that thing that you should have. You're not going to have peace of mind. You're not going to have financial stability. You're not going to have people in your life that are going to love you and care about you. Your family's never going to come together. And I tell you what, if you're going to, you try to get through me to get there. Some say difficulty keeping us from where God wants us to go. Difficulties in the way. Christmas is all about an anointing that came from heaven that allows us to get to where God wants us to go. Amen. A land flowing with milk and honey. Somebody say, praise God. Where we have communion with the Father. The devil wants to keep you from God's best. He's there to bring difficulty in your life. Hallelujah. Notice that when they were in the Garden of Eden, they didn't have any difficulty. All they had to do was keep the land. Everything was all right. But somebody went running their mouth with the devil and got in trouble, right? And from that time forward, Adam had to work and hustle to get everything he had. But Jesus came. Somebody say amen. To get that pressure off our back. Amen. Do you know when Jesus came, the anointing of the Holy Ghost gets on the inside and it says, listen, now listen, you can handle any difficulty because greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. So even if you got some demonic situations or some difficult situations in your life, Christmas is all about an anointing on the inside of you that's going to allow you to get over to the other side, even if it's hard. Somebody say, how many got some hard stuff? I know some of my friends, you got some hard stuff, amen. But with Jesus, you can make it. Glory to God. You have no idea some of the things I come through. You can make it if you want to. I don't care. Listen, I don't care how high the mountain is. Somebody say, glory to God. I don't care how wide the river that you got to cross is. With Jesus, you can make it. Just start walking. He can do it. He can handle it. That's what it's all about. That's what he came to do. Somebody say, he came to deliver us from sin. See, there are a lot of people that are in sin because they face difficulty. See, you know, you're trying to walk along the path of God, and then all of a sudden there's a big obstacle in the way. You're going to have to get around it. Amen. See, a lot of people get in trouble because they're trying to get around difficulty instead of walking straight through. Sin is missing God's best for your life. There are some things that I want to accomplish in my life, things I believe is the perfect will of God for me. And I tell you what, right in front of my face, I'm going to say opposition and difficulties face us. Paul even said it in his ministry, amen. He said, but we're not moved by what we see, glory to God, because just like Jesus had to get to the other side, he had to go through some people that were possessed of devils to get there, he was going to do it. Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank God. I want you to know, as you go face your Christmas with your family, Sister Wilma, you know, when you go to experience Christmas, there might be difficulties in the way of you getting to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ and getting what you want to get accomplished. Amen. But there's an anointing on the inside of you that will have you go past that difficulties of past experiences and remembrances and unforgiveness. Amen. Somebody say, I can get over the difficulty. You want to have a peaceful Thanksgiving before you get down there to take the first bite. Somebody been fighting over the coffee bar. Amen. You can get over the difficulty. Amen. Somebody say, thank God. Difficulty is going to come. Somebody say, I got an anointing to get beyond difficulties. If God is with you, you're going to go to the other side. Expect the devil to show up. Don't be surprised. Amen. Expect him to show up. Say, hey, Jesus must be here. Here comes the devil in the way. Somebody say, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Isn't he good? Praise God. And behold, they cry out saying, what have we to do with thee, Jesus? Isn't that a nice little King James verse? Isn't that really nice when you somebody say, what have we to do with thee, Jesus? Everybody say, what have we to do with thee, Jesus? They said that. Somebody say, praise the Lord. And they cried out saying, what have we to do with thee, Jesus? And that's a nice King James. I said, what? I don't understand that. I can kind of get a little bit. But so I had to break it down a little bit, do a little bit of Greek research and figure it out. And you know what basically the devil said? They looked at Jesus, and this is a proper interpretation. You can write this in. They looked at Jesus and said, why? Somebody say, praise God. Somebody say, why? So these difficulties looked at Jesus and say, why? See, you got difficulties in your life that think they belong there. You know, the angels in heaven said, what is man that thou art mindful of him? The angels in heaven say, what is man that thou art mindful of him? Somebody say, praise the Lord. The angels in heaven are asking, God, why are you still trying to help Brother Rod? Why are you still trying to hook up Dean and Jackie, amen, and Tracy and Richard and Bell? Why are you still working with these people? Why? Somebody say, why? There were difficulties in the way of these people. And according to these devils, they thought they had a right to be there because somebody messed up a long time ago. Then here comes Jesus making it difficult to get out of the way. And the devil's looking at him and going, why? Somebody say, praise the Lord. How'd you like to have that happening? Somebody say, praise God. How'd you like to have the devil wondering why God's hooking you up? Wondering why difficulty is getting out of your way. Wondering why Jesus wants to bless you. That's what that means. They say, what have we to do with thee, Jesus? When you really break it down, those devils were saying, why are you going to bless them? Why are you doing this? Amen. I don't understand it. Somebody say, praise the Lord. They're basically asking the question, why? 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 How many of you want to know why? See, they were with him up in heaven. You know, the demons. There's a thesis that says that demons were basically cast out of heaven. Amen. Then all of a sudden they got this new creation. Then all of a sudden they got this new creation, right, that God's so concerned about. Amen. Then all of a sudden they're in battle together, and all of a sudden Jesus comes down and gets in the way and says, move. Why are you hooking these people up? Why do you care about them so much? They don't understand. Somebody say amen. Amen. Neither do we. So they say, praise God. There are a couple things I don't understand. Why does he want to do it, and why won't we take it? Everybody say, why? Hallelujah. Y'all enjoying Christmas message this morning? Mm-hmm. Sometimes I want to ask that question. I had to think about myself. You know, the devils were asking that question, why does God want to hook them up? There are lots of people I like to write off. Amen. Lots of situations I want to write off, yet the anointing of God still goes out over and over and over and over again. He doesn't give up on people. He doesn't hang up on people. He'll still set them free. He'll still deliver them. Amen. Thank God, for the Lord is good, and the mercy of the Lord endures forever. Why? I don't know. Just because he wants to. You can claim all the stuff you want to. It's just because God is willing, and he's willing. We don't know why. He can do whatever he wants to do. Somebody say, why? Why? What have we to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of God? Art thou come hither to torment us before the time? Somebody say, praise the Lord. Somebody say, torment. Some say toss. And some of y'all are wondering that too. Why is the anointing of God preaching about this on Christmas, the Sunday before Christmas? Aren't you supposed to be teaching about little Mary and all these other things? Away in a manger, no room for a bed, a crib. The little Lord Jesus, aren't you supposed to be telling that he was so poor he had to be in a cave someplace because he didn't have nowhere to lay his head? You know how many people are hearing that message this morning? She's excited. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Somebody say praise the Lord.
I mean, I guess some of these people never saw a caravan, but it stretched out for like, what, a quarter of a mile or something with wagons and people.
I tell you what, if you ever, the thing was Jesus had big bucks. Anybody heard the CD,
amen.
Jesus Had Big Bucks? A good Christmas CD to listen to is Get Jesus Had Big Bucks, and it goes into how much wealth was really transferred to Jesus when the wise men and kings brought gifts to him. Somebody say, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
He said, listen, are you come to toss us before the time? Somebody say, praise God. That's basically what it means. If you do it, listen. That word torment, when you break down the word torment, that word torment could mean toss, torment or vex or pain, toil or torture. Somebody say, flip. You know, when I found out the devil knows, he is dumb. Devils and demons are dumb. They really know deep down on the inside they're going to lose. They might be swinging right now, but they know there's a day they're going to be defeated. Amen? So they're saying, listen, you come to toss us out already? The lease is up already? Why? Somebody say, praise God. Exactly. Somebody say, why? Why? Christmas morning. Somebody say, why? See, that's the thing that gets with time is we got to be on God's timing. See, there are many people that aren't expecting God to bless us on certain things, and we miss our blessing. We expect him to do one thing, and God wants to go in another direction. I tell you, he's going to give you what you need for Christmas.
Hallelujah.
You won't have a sentimental feeling and go home with your problems. Amen. He wants to get an anointing to come in here and set you free.
Amen.
He wants to expand your mind that you can have something you can keep forever.
Amen.
You've heard the story. You've seen the play. You were in the play. Some of you were little baby Jesus in the manger. Amen. Some of you were Mary. Glory to God. Amen. But he's here to get accomplished what he wants to get accomplished. Amen. The Holy Ghost. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Listen, are thou come to toss us or to torment us before the time? Are you come to get these difficulties out of their life before the time? Somebody say, the time. You know what I said? When you say that time, it said the time. Somebody say, the time, the time, the time. The demons, listen, the time also means due season. The time also means due season. Everybody write down the word due season. Write down this is a Christmas message. You're just getting the real meaty one, glory to God. This is a good Christmas message. So the demons ask God, listen, are you coming to toss us before their due season? Some of you getting blessed, amen, praise God, before due season. Hallelujah. The Bible says, listen, be not weary in doing well, for in due season you shall reap. Somebody say, praise God. I tell you what, he's starting to get difficulties out of your life before due season.
Hallelujah.
It might even be due season. Somebody say, praise God. Blessings you don't expect. Blessings you don't expect. Something good, something great's going to happen to you. Let it happen to you. Well, I figured it out in my 30-year plan. I'd be there. Amen. Are you coming to torment the devil before the time? Is it all right if God steps in before the time? Is it all right that God didn't wait for the holiday to get over to find out that Jesus wants to toss your devils? Is it all right that we didn't just waste this? We can sing a couple Christmas songs tonight. Even burn a candle if you want to. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. I'll put on a robe. Somebody say amen. We'll sing all night long. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody say thank the Lord. But I'm excited about Jesus. I'm excited about life. Glory to God. I don't got time to get into a bunch of traditions. I want to do what God wants to do in my life. Amen. I want to prosper and reign and live as a king and preach the gospel to many thousands of people. Hallelujah. And I need the word of God to do it. Amen. And nothing will keep me from my perfect focus on what God wants out of my life. Amen. I'll flip it and turn it into Christmas.
Amen.
Somebody say hallelujah. Listen, art thou come to toss us before due season? Somebody say praise God. Are you coming to give them a little bit of heaven on earth? Due season. Now listen, due season, when we get to the sweet by and by, that's when many people think it's due season. You know, I've suffered down here. I've toiled down here. I've worked. Nobody knows the trouble I seize. Amen. How many of you know that? Nobody knows my sorrow. She prayed and she lived rough. Now she's going to go over to the sweet by and by. Amen. She head to that cabin in the sky. Hallelujah. Sweet little cabin in the sky. Amen. With that woman singing. What's that woman that Rex likes so much? Amen. What's her name? Amen. Got the big TV show on TBN. Amen. Huh? Betty Jean Robinson, amen. You know, got a cabin in the sky with Betty Jean Robinson on the floor model TV. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. Somebody say praise God. Amen. Somebody say, to many people, that's due season. There are many Christians that are living like that. They think that that's when they're going to get their fullest of blessings. Amen. See, the devils know that they ain't going to get back up into heaven again. Somebody said that's due season for a lot of people. So when Jesus starts to bring a little bit of heaven on earth, making devils get out of the way, making difficulties moving, and making some people's life like a little bit of heaven on earth, they say, listen, why are you coming to toss us before due season? Somebody say, praise God. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And when he wanted his will to be done on earth, he sent his son Jesus, because Jesus is the Word. Hallelujah. I tell you what, when baby Jesus came, the will of God came. He said, listen, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Before we even asked, God answered it. Somebody say hallelujah. I tell you what, when it said, when we pray that prayer, he said, listen, you pray like this, our Father which art in heaven, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. There wasn't a better way to get the will of God done on the earth than to send Jesus. Before the prayer was ever prayed, it was answered. Jesus, the baby Jesus, was the will of God. Somebody say, in the crib, in the cradle, in the manger was the will of God. In flesh. Somebody say, praise God. That's what Christmas is all about, the anointing of God, the power of God. Somebody say, the will of God came and never left. Jesus is the Word. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. Amen. Somebody say, praise God. Hallelujah. Somebody asked you, what Christmas is all about? That's when the will of God came. What do you mean the will of God came at Christmas? Jesus came. Jesus is the will and Word of God. Not only that, he's living on the inside of me. Somebody say, amen. Somebody say, there's something on the inside of me that was born in Bethlehem. Amen. Think about that. There is something living on the inside of the believer that was born in Bethlehem. That's why I got a right to preach this message. Amen. I know him personally. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Amen. Somebody say, praise God. Praise God. It's his birthday, and we worked out his birthday party arrangements. Amen, together. Amen. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Or thou come to torment us before the due season. This is good, isn't it? Amen. Somebody say, praise the Lord. This is where I want clothes. And listen, somebody say, praise God. This is what God wants to do in your life this year. This is what I want you to get out of Christmas this year. Somebody say, this is my Christmas gift. He wants to take you from under the devil's foot. Amen. Take you from under the power of the devil, under the power of difficulty and difficult circumstances, and give you some spiritual authority. Amen. That you might be able to put your foot on the devil's neck. Somebody say, praise God. And he wants you to flip it like this. If thou cast us out, somebody say, if you cast us out, suffer us to go away into the herd of swine. I got to stop right there. Somebody say, suffer us. See, there are a lot of people, you know, that they say, oh, just suffering because of what the devil's doing. I'm just suffering because my life is just suffering, suffering, suffering. I'm just praying and suffering here on earth until I get to the sweet by and by. Somebody say, praise God. But Jesus wants to do better than that for you. He wants to put you in authority that you make the devil suffer. Somebody say, amen. How many want to make the devil suffer? Amen. Make your difficulties suffer. Somebody say, suffering means, listen, that word suffer, if you break down that word suffer, this is a Christmas message. That's what you got for Christmas. Now you won't be so upset if you don't get that big diamond. Somebody say, this is what I did get for Christmas. If you got that gift for Christmas, you'll get everything else. Somebody say, praise the Lord. That word suffer, somebody say, means allow. It means to turn over, to let or permit. Somebody say, praise God. He flipped it around. Somebody say, man. He said, listen, that word, he said, suffers. That means that he took authority over those demonic forces and let them do certain. Somebody say, praise God. Somebody say, he took authority over all demonic difficulty. Merry Christmas. That's enough. Somebody say, Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. Hallelujah. Merry Christmas to you. So when you go there and you see some of your relatives with demonic manifestations, some of your relatives that don't need, that don't know Jesus, amen? Amen. I want you to realize on the inside. Some say, I remember this. Some say, amen. Why? Some say, don't have to be any explanation, just because I feel like it. We know people like casting devils out just because they like casting devils out. Some say, why? You don't have to know why. He never even answered them, did he? Never even answered them why. Amen. Some say, praise God. You ever, my mother used to say stuff all the time to me. And you know, one thing I never wanted to say was why. You know, he said, somebody said, praise God. He never answered, never responded. They said, why? No explanation. Somebody say, no explanations. Say, absolutely no explanations. You know how Jesus is, and this is how we need to be. When we tell the devil to do something, we tell him to get out of our way. We tell mountains to get out of our way, difficulty to get out of our way. Devil says, why? Trying to get you to argue with him, debate with him, and prove it to him in the word. You need to say, because I said so. Someone said, that's because I said so. That's why. Someone say, amen. I used to work for the Salvation Army years ago, and we had several employees, and that was a big joke of us staff people, you know. Our big joke was, because I said so. Why do I have to ring the bell like that? Because I said so. Somebody say, amen. Somebody say, because I said so. So when you say what Jesus said, I tell you what, he's the word. Somebody say, amen. When Jesus came because he said so. Everybody say, because I said so. I'm enjoying this morning. How about you? Why don't you stand up right where you are? Somebody say, praise God. Somebody say, I'm excited about Christmas. And I'm going to start to open up my presents. Amen. Somebody say, praise God. Somebody say, this is what I got for Christmas. I found out from Nation's Church this morning, I got from Christmas, I got authority over the devil. Amen. That I got authority to make difficult situations get out of the way. Somebody say, amen. Somebody say, difficulty, mountain, move out of my way. The anointing of God breaks the yoke. Somebody say, Jesus is the will of God and it's come. Yeah. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Somebody say, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And the will of God is Jesus Christ, which came through Jesus. Amen. The will of God is when he sent the baby Jesus down to the earth. Amen. And that baby Jesus came, preached the gospel. Amen. Suffered and died and set us free. Then came back in the form of the Holy Ghost. Somebody say, praise God for that. Hallelujah. Christmas is the Holy Ghost on the inside of you. The Holy Ghost on the inside of you. The inspiration of the Holy Ghost on the inside of you is the will of God in manifestation. The anointing of God is the will of God in manifestation. You hear me? The anointing of God is the will of God in manifestation. Somebody say, that's what it's all about. Turn Christmas loose on your family. Amen. Don't miss church tonight. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Don't miss church tonight. Hallelujah. How many got a word about your family? Amen. How many got a word about your family? How many? I tell you what, you have no idea, but God, we had church on Friday night. We were a group here Friday night, and I tell you what, boy, did we have church. You would not believe the turnaround. He would not believe the turnaround since Friday night. People got word, say, you're about to be blessed. Glory to God. Since that time, two cars then rolled in. Somebody say, praise the Lord. God is already moving. Somebody say, praise God. God, I can't wait. Amen. For next. Amen. For by the time you Christian people, you traditional people get together. Amen. We got to shut down the anointing of the Holy Ghost till a week after New Year. Amen. Amen. I don't feel like waiting that long. Amen. I want to stay in the flow of the Holy Ghost. Somebody say amen. I don't want to blow a Sunday. Amen. I want to stay with God. I want to stay with his presence. I want to stay with his anointing. Don't miss it. Glory to God. Stay in it. I tell you what, somebody say, aren't you excited about Christmas? Christmas is every day for me. Glory to God. I don't have to wait for December 24th to throw a gift at somebody. Glory to God. I sow all the time. Glory to God. I sow all the time. Amen. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Somebody say, thank God for that. Merry Christmas to you. Y'all be Merry Christmas. Now, see, we say Merry Christmas. See, we have a difference with us saying Merry Christmas and somebody else saying Merry Christmas. They just say it, amen. When we say Merry Christmas in Nation Church, we have the ability to give you a Merry Christmas. You hear what I'm saying? We'll drop a Holy Ghost bomb in this place tonight. You hear what I'm saying? So everybody can have a Merry Christmas. Somebody say amen. Somebody say happy hour. Holy Ghost style. Somebody say, I want to have a merry. Somebody say, joy to the world. The Lord. Somebody say, joy to the world. The Lord is come. Merry Christmas. Maybe I'll preach that tonight. Merry Christmas. Somebody say glory to God. Joy, joy, joy. Glory to God. They're excited. Will y'all be blessed and bless others? Amen. We'll see you tonight at 7 o'clock. Don't miss church. And if you do, shame on you. Amen. It's Jesus' birthday. Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. Put on some good Christmas music and think about these songs as you hear them. Amen. Did y'all enjoy that message this morning? Hallelujah. Somebody say, thank God. I want to sow to everybody that wants one. If you don't have it, the last two Christmas messages from Nations Church, sow it to you so you can listen to it. The last two Christmas messages from Nations Church, I think they both were kind of different, you know, but the last two when Christmas, I think we have 99. Do we have all three of them, Crystal? Or do we have, I know we have Christmas 99. We have Christmas 99. Then we have Christmas what? Christmas 99 was heavy. Christmas 99, Christmas 2000, and now we got Christmas 2001. No, we don't have 98. I think 98's not there, but I know we have 99 and 2000. And we might just put them both on one CD, so if you want it. Amen. If you want both of them, we'll get it to you. Richard, it was good seeing you, brother. Glory to God. Try to make it tonight. Can you make it tonight?